Throughout man's history on this earth, God has made a promise or covenant with man. Thousands of years ago, God made a promise or covenant to man and all living creatures of flesh that live upon this earth that the evidence of can still be seen today. And in Genesis, which is the first book of the Old Testament, in chapter 9, verses 8 through 17. And God spake unto Noah and to his sons with him, saying, And I behold, I establish my covenant with you and with your seed after you, and with every living creature that is with you, of the fowl, of the cattle, and of every beast of the earth with you, from all that go out of the ark to every beast on this earth. And I will establish my covenant with you, neither shall all flesh be cut off any more by the waters of a flood, neither shall there any more be a flood to destroy the earth. And God said, This is the token of the covenant which I make between me and you, and every living creature that is with you, for perpetual generations. I do set my bow in the cloud, and it shall be for a token of a covenant between me and the earth. And it shall come to pass when I bring a cloud over the earth, that the bow shall be seen in the cloud. And I will remember my covenant, which is between me and you, and every living creature of all flesh, and the waters shall no more become a flood to destroy all flesh. And the bow shall be in the cloud, and I will look upon it, that I may remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all flesh that is upon the earth. And God said unto Noah, This is the token of the covenant which I have established between me and all flesh that is upon the earth. The bow in the clouds is what is called a rainbow today. It is the token of God's promise or covenant. Whenever the rainbow appears in the clouds, it is a reminder to God and to mankind of his promise that he would never again cause the earth to be completely covered by the flood of water, thereby destroying man and all living creatures of flesh living upon it. Hundreds of years after making this covenant with Noah, God made another covenant or promise with a man named Abram. And that's found in Genesis the 17th chapter. I'll be reading verses 1 through 5. And when Abraham was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty God, walk before me and be thou perfect. And I will make my covenant between me and thee and will multiply thee exceedingly. And Abram fell on his face and God talked with him saying, As for me, behold, my covenant is with thee. And thou shalt be a father of many nations. Neither shall thy name any more be called Abram, but thy name shall be Abraham. For a father of many nations have I made thee. And I'm going to skip down to verses 10 and 11. This is my covenant, which ye shall keep between me and you and thy seed after thee. Every man-child among you shall be circumcised. And ye shall circumcise the flesh of your foreskin, and it shall be a token of the covenant betwixt me and you. Abraham was given a promise he would become a father of many nations, and that through his seed or descendant, all nations of the earth would be blessed. The token of this covenant between God and Abraham was circumcision. Abraham's descendants moved into the land of Egypt and eventually were enslaved there. God heard their sufferings caused by the cruel bondage imposed upon them and remembered his covenant with their father Abraham, which he made with him about 400 years before. He brought them out of the bondage of Egypt, led by a man called Moses. And we can read in Exodus, the second chapter, verses 23 to 25. And it came to pass, in process of time, that the king of Egypt died. And the children of Israel sighed by reason of the bondage, and they cried. And their cry came up unto God by reason of the bondage. And God heard their groaning, and God remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob, his sons. And God looked upon the children of Israel, and God had respect unto them. And we all know that God chose Moses to lead them up out of the land of Egypt and out of that bondage. In Isaiah, in the 42nd chapter, verses 5 to 8, the prophet Isaiah writes, "Thus saith God the Lord, he that created the heavens and stretched them out, he that spread forth the earth and that which cometh out of it, he that giveth bread unto the people upon it, and spirit to them that walk therein. I, the Lord, have called thee in righteousness, and will hold thine hand, and will keep thee, and give thee for a covenant of the people, for a light of the Gentiles, to open the blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners from the prison, and them that sit in darkness out of the prison house. I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images." Isaiah was a prophet of God sent to the descendants of Abraham, hundreds of years after being led from Egypt by Moses. In this prophecy, he tells them the promise or covenant with Abraham that all nations would be blessed through his seed was soon to come, and that the prophet God would send to do this would be given for a new covenant or promise to all men, including the Gentiles. The word Gentiles is a name used to describe all people that were not the descendants of Abraham. The prophet and seed of Abraham that God sent is named Jesus and was called the Christ or the Messiah, and it is he that was given for a covenant. And we can read in Matthew, which is in the New Testament, the first book, chapter 1, verse 1, Matthew writes, "The book of the generation of Jesus, the Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham." And skipping on down to verse 16, Matthew again records, "And Jacob begat Joseph, the husband of Mary, who was born Jesus, who is called Christ," the descendant, the seed of Abraham. The Apostle John writes in the Gospel of John, chapter 10, verses 14 to 18, "I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold. Them also must I bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life, that I might take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father." Jesus the Messiah came to this earth to lay down his life so that all the people of this earth could be gathered into one kingdom with one shepherd. No longer would there be a separation made between the descendants of Abraham and the Gentiles. Now only one voice, one law that all must hear to be led into the kingdom of heaven. Just before he was crucified, Jesus at the Passover feast with his apostles told them that his blood was going to be shed for the remission of sins and for the new covenant, promise or testament from God. And we can read that in Matthew 26 chapter, verses 26 through 28. "And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and brake it, and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat, this is my body. And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, Drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, the new covenant, the new promise, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. After Jesus was resurrected on the third day, he began to appear to his apostles and disciples. The apostle Luke records one such occasion when he appeared in the midst of the 11 remaining apostles. And I'll be reading from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 24, verses 44 through 48. And he said unto them, These are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses, and in the prophets, and in the Psalms concerning me. Then opened he their understanding, that they might understand the Scriptures, and said unto them, Thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And ye are witnesses of these things. The death and resurrection of the Messiah Jesus gave all men and women of every nation an opportunity to be in unity with God by the one voice of the Shepherd Jesus. In part 3 of the resurrections, more of what Jesus the Christ, the Messiah, revealed will be provided. Please take the time to listen and examine his words.